the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, with just days to go before one of the most pivotal elections in modern history, the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times have broken with tradition by choosing not to endorse a presidential candidate. And they're not alone. Top chief executives in corporate America are treading a fine line too. I'm joined by Terry Sheridan, news director of WSHU Public Radio in the US. Terry, you're very welcome to the program. What do you think is the significance of these newspapers deciding not to endorse either candidate so close to the election? What's the problem?
It's their owners, Jeff Bezos in the case of the Washington Post, and Patrick Soon-Shiong of the Los Angeles Times. Amazon is Jeff Bezos' company. Blue Origin, the space company, is his company. So he has business before the federal government. Soon-Shiong is a biotech investor. So the thing, what the thinking is that they're hedging their bets, that they don't want to be in a bad situation if Donald Trump is elected next week, because they will have business before the federal government. And in some cases, including Jeff Bezos, they've been threatened before by Donald Trump when he was president.
And I think it's interesting as well that in the case of the Washington Post, the editorial backing Kamala Harris had already been written, and then a decision was made, and very close to the election as well.
Absolutely, within 2 weeks. Now, to be straight, what is good about a newspaper editorial in 2024? Well, that's open to debate. And if Jeff Bezos would have made this decision, or the Los Angeles Times would have made this decision, say, at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the election cycle, not too many people would have thought anything about it. The fact that it was made under 2 weeks before the election does seem like they pulled their punches, that they were afraid of going and antagonizing Donald Trump, who, by the way, has now used the non-endorsement of the papers as an endorsement for himself. He's saying, see, Kamala Harris is not even being endorsed by the Washington Post.
And what's
that means she's not qualified.
What's the reaction been from readers?
From readers of the Washington Post, it's been severe. They have lost 250,000 paid subscriptions, digital subscriptions, since that has happened. That's 10% of their that's 10% of their subscribers. So that's a almost 10% hit on their subscription base. So that for the paper itself, that has been significant. Now, again, Jeff Bezos is a millionaire, the Washington, or billionaire, multiple times over. The Washington Post is not his priority. Amazon is. So he could take the hit for the 250,000 subscribers, which will hurt the paper, but not hurt Jeff Bezos.
Is there an argument that says it ends up being an echo chamber, that someone says, I'm going to stop my subscription because the newspaper will not come out and back the candidate that I believe should be the president? Or is it really about the fact that Jeff Bezos, who is the shareholder, instead of sort of even masking an editorial intervention, he actually wrote about it and outlined the reasons why they had done this?
Right. Now, again, as he wrote his own op-ed, his own editorial about why, those valid reasons. But again, it should have been done earlier in the process. And it just left a bad taste in the reporters' mouths and in the readers' mouths. Now, to be fair to Jeff Bezos, he has allowed the paper to cover his cancellation. So, for instance, you know, there's within the week, the Washington Post had an article on how CEOs across the country are being silenced because of their fear of Donald Trump. Los Angeles Times, they didn't allow their reporters to write about their refusal to do an endorsement.
And beyond these newspapers, what about corporate America and senior figures? Clearly, they are spending money backing both either or of the candidates. But are they coming out and vocally, publicly supporting a particular candidate?
No, for the most part, no. Let's look at Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. He has donated millions of dollars to the Harris campaign. He has not publicly endorsed Harris. We could look at Warren Buffett. We could look at Bill Gates, who has contributed tens of millions of dollars through a PAC into the Harris campaign. They're keeping their powder dry. They are not endorsing Harris. They've just made the donations. It's all because Donald Trump has, in the past, as president, you know, just even a tweet, if you go back to 2016 with his tweet about canceling Air Force One, that cost Boeing $1.1 billion, you know, just in revenue on the stock price and changes that they had to make to a contract. So they're afraid. They're making what we're hearing, again, in an article, ironically enough, from the Washington Post, is that they've also been reaching out to the Trump campaign just to make sure that there is a line of communication open.
And the New York Times has pinned its colors to the mast. They're endorsing Kamala Harris. I don't know how many prospective Trump readers there are of the New York Times. I would imagine there probably aren't that many. It's no surprise. The New York Post, they've come out with an editorial supporting Donald Trump, and it's Rupert Murdoch owned, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And again, going back to what you were saying before, is it an echo chamber? Yes. I mean, if you're reading the New York Times, you're going to kind of expect that they're going to endorse Harris. If you're reading the New York Post, you're going to expect that they're going to endorse Trump. So I don't think it really changes too many minds. It might, an odd one might, like The Economist this week came out and endorsed Harris. So people who legitimately have doubts about Donald Trump, perhaps, you know, business people, The Economist is endorsing, maybe I should take another look at this.
And I suppose ultimately they're not really going to swing this election. A local newspaper or a leaflet drop or a piece of online info in one of the swing states in Pennsylvania will probably have a bigger impact on this election.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, in the media environment of 2024, I mean, this is not even the 1990s, much less the 1960s. So does it make a big difference? Not really.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to ask you for a prediction, Terry. I'm not going to do it. It's a toss of a coin at this stage, but we'll see. Terry Sheridan, News Director of WSHU Public Radio in the US. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.
You're welcome.
Clearly, a lot of people are holding their tongues until the dust settles.